The Trilogy Podcast with Vin and Scott, putting the buff back in film buff.
Trilbit number 18. It's the Trilogy Award! Live from beautiful New York City, we're here for the Trilogy Awards with your host, Vin Berardi.
I'm so happy to be here, Scott. So happy to be here.
Scott Cagney.
Thanks so much. I'm really glad to be here.
And now, Daniel.
Hi, folks. welcome to the Trilogy Awards.
Yeah, it's a new thing you concocted for us here. This should be interesting, Scott.
Yes, the Trilogy Awards, also affectionately known as the Scotties.
See, it's funny because I thought we were going to call it the Vinnies.
Well, you were wrong. We're going to call it the Scotties because, you know, I came up with it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
This is a good idea you have here.
Yes.
It's important that we bring the audience up to date on what's happened in the year of trilogies, the last year.
I think it's time. Why don't we just jump right into our first category here?
Scott, I think before we get started with our very few categories, this is a new event.
Yes.
We should talk about some of the trilogies we lost this year. Some of the trilogies we lost this year. Very sad.
Yes. Very sad. As always, you know, this is something we don't like to do, but every year we do it, including now being the first year.
there are two reasons, Scott, we lose a trilogy. Obviously, if a fourth film is made.
Or if we find that they've made a second movie and there really is no hope of a third movie. Absolutely confirmed no hope of a third movie
happening.
Maybe
they thought they were going to do it, but because it performed so badly and got terrible reviews, they're not going to do this again.
So let's get this over with, you know.
All right.
Let's just get through what we've got here. I'd like to acknowledge, of course, not only did we lose a trilogy or two this year, but this year we lost the entire DCEU. They are rebooting to the DCU with James Gunn, which means, sadly, Shazam will never get a trilogy. They, of course, released Fury of the Gods this year.
Hmm.
Did not that well.
And you expected that it was going to actually get another movie until it came out? And
if
they were talking about it?
The only thing I know for sure is it is not going to get a third movie.
Okay.
I don't know if it ever, I mean, it had the potential, certainly, if the DCEU was going to continue, but they are rebooting everything.
And now this is a movie where Shaq plays a genie?
That's correct. no. It's Kazam.
Kazam
is the one with
this is
with
different.
Shaq.
This is Shazam.
Yeah, Shazam is the one with Sinbad that doesn't exist.
What's Shazam's power? I don't know anything about that
Shazam,
superhero.
Now, Shazam, also known as Captain Marvel, which they don't really use anymore because Marvel has, you know, it took first dibs on that one.
Right, right.
So they refer to him as Shazam now because it's the word that he says to turn into Shazam.
There was an 80s cartoon that had Shazam in it.
I had not seen Shazam Fury of the Gods that, you know, we came out this year, but I did see the first one. It's an enjoyable premise. It's sort of a big concept where, like, the little boy becomes Shazam and becomes a man.
Okay.
And, like, fights crime. And he's like, whoa, this is cool. I have powers. Okay. So it was kind of, you know, that kind of comedic turn on it. And I thought that was pretty enjoyable.
Shazam!
Is that why the house keeps getting struck by lightning?
So what other DC trilogy do we lose, Scott?
Yeah, so that also unfortunately means that we will not be seeing an Aquaman trilogy.
Oh, God.
We just had Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom was released this year. Again, I have not seen this movie, as many of you have also not.
Yeah.
But I did see the first one, and it was pretty enjoyable. Directed by James Wan, who I believe worked on the Saw movies back in the day.
Indeed he did.
Maybe the original one.
First I want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had a pretty good vision for it where he wanted, you know, they went this other way where Aquaman was more of a burly, sailor-y drinking type.
Yeah.
And I think it was pretty good and it worked and it was silly, but it knew it was being silly with the fish world.
I thought everybody loved this fucking Samoan guy.
Yeah, Momoa. Yeah, Jason Momoa. They love him. But unfortunately, they're not making money at the movies.
Okay, they're not. It's not enough.
Yeah, and there was a big thing too with this movie. Let's not forget Amber Heard is in the movies.
Oh right,
and that people were like, I will not go see this movie if Amber Heard is in it, and they cut her down to like a 4-second role or something.
About that, yeah.
And the people still didn't go see it. So I doubt
people weren't going to see it because of Heard.
Yes,
because of her. Because I heard.
You heard?
Didn't he have a cameo in the Superman versus Batman movie?
Yes, he did.
Pop up and
him
they
and
do something?
Well, they he accesses a file with Aquaman's icon on it because I don't know. That's what Lex Luthor made him an icon for his. Yeah, he made him his own graphic art. Jesse Eisenberg had a lot of time on his hands to just sit around and make icons for characters he hates.
4 years ago, I was basically unemployed. A wanderer with no home. But now, I'm basically unemployed.
Somber. But sad.
Then, of course, there are a couple of trilogies that have been trilogies that we just hadn't gotten to yet.
Yes.
And thank God we didn't.
Right.
Because they died.
Because maybe they were never intended to be trilogies, truly. Well, maybe it wasn't meant to be.
Right.
We could feel as trilogy experts, this is not a trilogy. Mm. It wants to be more.
Wants to be more.
And that includes John Wick 4 released this year.
That's a shame, too, because I wanted to watch the John Wicks.
I've not watched them. I agree.
That hurts. Now I'll never see John Wick.
I agree.
It'd suck my wick.
Please.
I'm
sorry.
This
is a somber occasion.
I was rude. That doesn't make it any more somber.
Saying goodbyes.
Saying hello.
I'm going to need a gun.
And then, of course, last on our list is Expend Four Bulls.
That hurt me.
Yeah.
Because I was a big fan of the first movie. I like those kinds of action stars from when I was a kid in the 80s. Did they get progressively worse and worse after the first entertaining movie? Definitely.
Yeah, I only saw the first one, and I was like, I think I got it.
Yeah.
You know?
No reason to make other ones.
You're going to see the same movie a bunch of times, you know, with different, they're going to keep adding on, and it's going to get bigger.
And you know what? It came out, and
make
it
even
fucking
less sense.
Bombed. It bombed big time. I felt bad for Stallone. Now he's making a reality show with his family.
Well, they might not have realized it was an Expendables movie because they crammed a 4 right in the middle of it.
I got this situation where I need your help. I need bad friends.
It's important now that if you hear us discussing any of these trilogies during any of our episodes, you disregard them.
Yes.
Because now, if you're a trilogy superstar and you were in one of these movies, you're not anymore.
Yeah.
You're nothing now. Yeah. You're nothing to me. You're nothing to me, Fredo. You're not a brother. You're not a friend. You're not a cousin. You don't work at the local store. You're not my gardener. You're nothing.
But what about when I come see Mom? Can I see you then?
You got to call me exactly 1 hour, make it 2 hours, make it a day, a week before.
I'm going to have to buy a watch.
You got to send a homing pigeon that tells me you're going to be string a piece of string between two cups and call me and tell me that you're going to be there.
Yes, and as far as I'm concerned, let's put all of these films in the boat with Fredo.
Yeah.
And let's say so long.
And
arrivederci.
We say that.
Trilogies.
And then like Michael, we just dip our heads a little bit.
Just a little
as bit. We hear the gunshot in the background, in the distance.
Whew. Let it go.
Yep, that was tough. Scott, that was really tough.
That was rough.
I'd like to go back to talking in my normal voice now, but
it's
up to you.
You can talk more than slightly above a whisper.
All right, so let's get to a couple of award categories.
Yes,
here.
So I think before we get to the big category of the night tonight, which is, of course, Best New Trilogy.
Exciting.
Let's look ahead, yes, and see our nominees tonight for most likely to become a trilogy in the future.
All right.
Because here at the Trilogy Podcast, as you know, we like to look out for trilogy trends.
Yeah, sure.
And look ahead. And we like to see what's coming down the road and prepare
ourselves.
We're
eyeballing
ourselves.
We're eyeballing these things.
Yeah, we're aware of these things as they're happening. Now, some of these, and we'll discuss. And the interesting thing about this award show that you've probably never had on any other kind of award show is that we're actually just going to discuss the nominees and then make a decision right now.
All right.
So, these are our carefully crafted nominees for most likely to become a trilogy.
Okay.
Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves.
Okay, not too bad. How many have they made now? Dungeons?
Just the one.
Just the one. What
just
makes you think they're going to make two
but
more?
But I think it's got the niche audience, right, of D&D players who are going to continue to watch it no matter what. They loved it.
Big comeback with the D&D world lately.
And it did well. There's talks that there's going to be a sequel.
All right.
I mean, for Christ's sakes, they titled it Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. I mean, certainly.
And the implication is there will be other titles
other
for these.
Other colons. All right. There will be more colons.
Here's the thing. We're a team of thieves.
And when you do this, you're bound to make enemies.
Yeah, I think that's a strong contender just based on that it is based on a pre-existing property.
Well, let's not kid ourselves. Most of these are based on pre-existing things because that is what movies are nowadays.
Yes. Well, funny you should mention that, but we do have one candidate for a potential trilogy that is not based on a previous existing.
Okay.
Book Club 2, The Next Chapter, came out this year. Now, I was surprised to know that there was a Book Club 1.
Okay.
That's how I feel. But I believe it's Diane Keaton is in it. It's like an old lady movie.
Oh, really?
You know, like that 80 for Brady, like that kind
of. I haven't heard of any of this.
Geriatric romance kind of category.
I mean,
you know,
make some for those people.
So, I mean, fuck, if they made a second one, it's totally in the realm of the possibility that there could be a third one.
Okay.
There.
The only question is, how will we mess this all up? I can't wait to find out.
Our next nominee.
All right.
The Super Mario Brothers movie. Now, I think that's a very obvious could be a trilogy. That
very, very big success.
Yeah.
I guarantee they're going to do a sequel.
Yes.
And I
absolutely.
In fact, I think the threat is more that they make more than three than only make two.
Yes.
I think that's
could be a franchise.
That's what I'm thinking. Because you have to kind of balance it out between potential franchises versus not going all the way.
Right.
That's what makes this such a tricky category.
Yes.
So I think that's where Super Mario may lie. That's a tough one.
But they could keep it to a trilogy and sort of offshoot movies, right?
No doubt.
A movie about Yoshi, a movie about, you know, whatever.
The princess and the...
Exactly. Yeah. Donkey Kong Country, you know?
Which is weird because really when they tried to do that initially, when they tried and based it upon... Or the original Mario Brothers. It was bombed. It was nothing.
I love that 90s
but
movie.
People hated it.
Because they had, at the time, had nothing. There's nothing to it off of those games. And they made up some stuff. And I thought it was kind of cool.
But you know that historically, video game movies do very poorly.
Yes.
Just they're not, the art is different.
Now we're seeing a different trend, though. Well, now, The Last of Us had a very successful
Did very
series.
Well.
Yeah. Even now we have coming up, Twisted Metal, the series is coming
as
up.
As well as Borderlands.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So that it opened the door for that. So I think Mario's got a chance.
Yeah.
Big time.
They're all counting on us.
Mario!
No pressure.
All right. That's a call.
Our next nominee is related to another trilogy that we have covered.
Yes.
The Nun 2 was released this year. And I think it's very possible we will see The Nun 3.
I think there's no doubt we're going to see it.
Yeah.
Because they've already based a different trilogy off of the Conjuring trilogy.
Yes, the Annabelle trilogy.
Right. So we did The Conjuring. They've already done Annabelle. And now there's two for The Nun. They're going to make a third Nun.
Yes.
And frankly, The Nun story was the best part of The Conjuring story.
Yes.
It was the coolest element. I believe it was based on the second Conjuring film, which was the best Conjuring film.
Right.
So
right.
I think there's some real potential
and that
there.
And I think we talked about was sort of a late addition to that movie, right?
Yes.
The Nun?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it kind of visualization for it, and then they put it together at the end for the big scare, and it worked great.
It's okay to be scared. I'm scared, too.
You send that thing back to hell.
And finally, this one, a bit of a dark horse, but I think it has the potential to be a trilogy.
Okay.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Now, is that a sequel to the one where Freddy got fingered with the guy? And
yes, Freddy gets fingered for five nights.
It reminded me of the Tom Green film.
It actually, again, is... based on a video game. It was a game that you could play on your phone called Five Nights at Freddy's. The whole idea was you had to survive working five nights as a security guy at a sort of a Chuck E. Cheese-ish place.
Is it a spooky mystery game?
But the problem was that the robots come to life at night and try to kill people.
Oh. So how many have they made? Was this the second one?
So this is the first one.
The first one.
The first one.
Okay, so of the...
But I think it might have that niche audience... who, if they make a good enough movie, they'll want another one.
Welcome to Freddy Fazbear's, where fantasy and fun come to life.
Okay.
So three of the movies on this list, they've only made one of, and that's
correct.
Five Nights at Freddy's, Dungeons and Dragons, and Super Mario's.
That's correct.
The other two, we are just seeing
all based on games.
Oh yeah,
all based on games.
So you've got a lot of there's a lot of potential in the game world.
Yes.
And the other two, we're just seeing the second movie come out with Book Club 2 and The Nun 2.
Yes.
All right.
But the potential is there for all these candidates.
So what do we decide on the winner of this one was?
All right. Well, I think that's for us to decide.
I'm going to go with The Nun. I think The Nun will definitely be made into a third one, and I don't think that it's got enough legs to run to a fourth film, especially since we've seen that the trend with both The Conjuring and with Annabelle, that they've stopped at three.
You know what? I think I'm going to agree with you because we are talking most likely to become a trilogy, right? So
I can't wait to see.
Congratulations to The Nun.
The Nun.
And we'll see you soon.
And we're not talking about Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh,
which,
no.
I hate to tell you, is another nun that's going to be made into a trilogy.
Yeah. So just as scary.
Oh, God.
I know you don't think I'm giving this $4 million to a bunch of nuns.
And now it's time for the big event of the night.
I can't
wait. Of course, the big category you've all been waiting patiently for. Mm-hmm. Best new trilogy.
I've been eyeballing this all year, and I can't wait to hear this list, Scott.
Yes, and it's a longer list than you might think.
A lot has happened this year. Sometimes it's only like one or two, if any, during the year.
Right. Marvel had a big year for trilogies. As we know, they often do trilogies and then, of course, break them.
Yep.
And this trilogy will remain a trilogy because, as we spoke about earlier, with the reboot of the DCU with James Gunn, he will not be around to do a Guardians of the Galaxy 4.
Okay.
So Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 was released this year. James Gunn got like targeted, but somebody dug up an old tweet of his when he worked at fucking Troma films, which, I mean, they have a certain style of comedy, which is like they're trying to be extreme.
Kind of shock horror.
Yes,
thing.
Yes. Yeah. Like shock value. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's a tiny little film company trying to get any attention it can get.
A really stupid like pedophilia joke that was like, boy, I love little girls or something
please.
Like that. You're like, I love banging little boys.
And suddenly we
can't
joke about pedophilia anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And it was like 10 years earlier. He was like, I was younger. I was working at Troma. And I'm like, come on, cut the guy a fucking break. Disney is very safe with their brand. So they, of course, dropped James Gunn immediately. He, of course, was signed on to do the new Suicide Squad film for DC. And Disney had to basically come back to him head in hand and rehire him for the third Guardians because no one would do another Guardians movie if he wasn't going to complete his trilogy. And it's quite good.
Is it?
All three of them, I think, have the emotional level and the comedic level that you're looking for.
All right.
And I think he's a great filmmaker.
I'm Star-Lord. I formed the Guardians. Came back a total dick.
And, of course, also in the world of Marvel and the world of people getting fired, we have Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. Came out this year. And, you know, it got some critical panning. A lot of people didn't like it. I personally thought it was great. It was it was written by a former writer from Rick and Morty. That was one of the biggest criticisms, apparently, though, is people were like, it was too much like Rick and Morty. But I thought it worked perfectly for what they were doing. It had great comedy. And of course, you had the great villain, Kang, played by Jonathan Majors, who has now been fired, of course, because he beat up his girlfriend. Once he did that, they had already planned a bunch with him, so they waited it out until he was officially convicted in court, and then they dropped him. The word is they may be recasting Kang or sidestepping that character altogether.
In the 70s, you weren't a star unless you beat up your girlfriend.
Yeah.
They wouldn't give you a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame unless you beat up your girlfriend.
Speaking of which, Creed 3 also came out this year.
All right.
Also starring Jonathan Majors.
Yep. Now, we here at the Trilogy Podcast treat Creed as its own trilogy. There's the Rocky franchise, and then Creed, because it's about one of the characters, and Rocky is just a peripheral character, is its own trilogy.
I would say it's comparable to the way that we perceive the Jurassic Park trilogy and the Jurassic World trilogy.
Exactly.
They're separate. They're in the same universes, but they are separate.
Because the focus is something different.
Right.
The scope of the three movies is about something different, a different character.
the tone of the movies are, you know, it might be what links them together.
Similar.
Really.
Yeah. So, okay. That's exciting. Creed. I love these movies. When we get to Creed, I have so much to say about fucking just Rocky.
With the great Michael B. Jordan. Yep. He's fantastic.
About how important the Rocky films are to me. We lost Carl Weathers this year as well.
Yes, important.
That hurts.
Yeah. But probably his most iconic.
No doubt. As
Apollo Creed.
Oh, there's no question.
I spent the last 7 years of my life living out my wildest dreams. Rocky, my dad, this was built on their shoulders.
Speaking of dying, we had a new entry into the, what we shall now, I think, refer to as the
Poirot.
Hercule Poirot trilogy.
The Poirot trilogy.
A Haunting in Venice came out this year, so that'll be joining Murder on the Orient Express.
Yes.
And Death on the Nile.
Locations.
Stars Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah, you can't beat Branagh.
As Hercule Poirot.
You're not looking for subtlety when you watch that guy in a movie. He's shooting for the stars in every scene, and a lot of times he lands.
Trilogy superstar. He was the director of the first Thor movie.
Yes, he was.
Somebody is dead. No one shall leave this place until I know who did it. There must be a rational answer for all of this.
A ghost killed her.
And then we have the Trolls trilogy, Trolls
Band Together.
Yep.
Came out this year.
So that's a third Trolls film.
Yes.
Which I'm not necessarily excited about.
No, but you know, our kid list is getting short too. So.
Yeah, so, you know, I believe they made three movies based on the fucking troll dolls.
Yeah, we'll blow through some 80-minute movies. We'll have a good time either loving it or making fun of it, you know? Yeah, so I look forward to Trolls.
Rest assured, it'll be quite a few years before we hit the Trolls.
Well, sure, yes.
Save the shitty ones for last.
Yes.
Branch, we're out of sync. We've gone from boys to men, and now there's only one direction for us to go. The back streets.
And next we have Equalizer 3 came out this year. You know, Equalizer trilogy with our man Denzel.
I love Denzel. I'll watch him do anything.
Yes, I'm excited for that.
Right, this is his Taken shopping list.
You know, like,
yeah.
And I think we're going to like this a lot better than Taken.
And I've heard that, like, I love him in Man on Fire, and I feel like this is a similar type of a thing where he's action, violence, vengeance.
Yes. Sort of the Death Wish treatment.
That'll
you
be
know?
Cool.
Whatever it is you and your friends do it somewhere else.
Are you warning me?
I'm preparing you.
Yes, looking forward to that. Yep. Speaking of looking forward to things, here's something I'm really not looking forward to, and I'm kind of fucking blown away that this came out this year, but My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3.
I'm just amazed that Hollywood keeps giving Nia Vardalos chances.
I don't really get it.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding was a huge movie.
Yeah.
And everything she's done since then has been absolute garbage. The other Greek wedding films, My Life in Ruins, that shit movie where she's in Greece with old Dreyfus. He has a heart attack. It's weird.
Oh, weird.
The one where her and Toni Collette are doing a remake of Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
Movie after movie. I don't know. Maybe it's because Tom Hanks discovered her and
I think it was Rita Wilson.
Okay. But I mean, they keep giving her shots and she just stinks.
Well, it was originally a one woman show.
Oh, was
it? I think
she did a fucking guest part on Law and Order that sucked. Like she hasn't done anything that's been worth a damn.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
No, you're not wrong. I mean, I can't think of anything else.
A lot has happened since My Big Fat Greek Wedding. My father passed away, and his last wish was for us to visit his childhood village and reconnect with our roots. So, we're going to Greece.
This year, Magic Mike's Last Dance came out.
These movies are not meant for us either.
Right.
It's not like I'm offended by it.
Yeah.
It's just not going to do anything for me.
Yeah. I'm scared because I might get excited.
Well, it's a given you will.
I'm afeared that...
You're afeared?
I'm afeared.
No, I mean, what's it called? That's why we haven't done the one based on the sexy books.
Oh, 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades. We've been holding off on doing that because we're not going to get anything out of that.
I think the difference here is my understanding with Magic Mike is it's going to be more like... Coyote Ugly, right? Like but at least there'll be a story about Magic Mike. With 50 Shades of Grey, it's just going to be gratuitous
eroticism.
Yeah, like dom and sub shit. Like,
since we're
don't get me wrong, I might actually be looking forward to that.
No, I mean you're both a dom and a sub.
Yeah,
Or were you eating a sub? One of those things.
Yeah. I like to dom while eating a sub. Get on your knees and watch me eat this sandwich. I like
to really fucking dom a sub.
Yeah, I'm going to go dom a sub.
Why are you in London?
I'm going to put on a show at this famous theater.
We're going to wake them up with a wave of passion they've never felt before.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so what do you think this best new trilogy is? Ooh, it's
a tough category.
Having not seen them, just trying to guess. You can't say best in terms of how good it is. You say it's in terms of how
I think, like,
important the films are, right, to our world.
Yes, and how well they kind of join the ranks, I think,
agreed.
You know? And I think for my money, I don't know, Magic Mike's Last Dance, I'm of course going to be somebody who's like, did they need to make three of those?
Yeah.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding, did they need to make three of those? Equalizer, did they really need to make three of those? Trolls, same thing in my mind. Haunting in Venice could be a series. It could continue. It's not strictly a trilogy. Yes, yeah. They're all tied together by the character, but we could get a fourth one. Creed 3, I'm sure they're great. I haven't seen them.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, the third movie is very good, but it didn't feel connected. It did enough, but it felt like a very different movie than the first two.
Uh-huh.
And I think overall, I got to give it to Guardians of the Galaxy.
I think I'm going to agree with you.
I think its scope, I almost would suggest, I mean, we can talk about what kind of trilogy it is. Discuss with Trilogy Bot.
Sure.
But I almost would think it could be an epic, you know, with the auteurship of Gunn being involved the whole way. They waited for him.
Well,
they fought to bring him back in.
They're following the pattern we just discussed, the idea that each of the Avengers gets its own trilogy.
Right.
I feel like I've always known there's going to be three Guardians movies.
Yeah.
And as a result, they're connected with the knowledge there was going to be three, which makes them more important.
Right. Yeah.
So I would tend to agree with you there.
Yeah. So I think... I got to say congratulations to our winner this year for Best New Trilogy, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well,
welcome. It was the trilogy people were waiting for to finish, so it's got some cultural value there.
I agree.
And I think
that's what's important.
Yeah, and I think for me, as somebody who actually you watched and is a fan of Marvel stuff, this is one of the better trilogies, in their universe of many trilogies.
Sure, we're looking at the scope of trilogies and how trilogies impact the movie world as a whole, the place that they have in the movie world as a whole. So the fact that this many trilogies are being created this year is a good thing in our world, and there's a degree of purity that comes with the fact that filmmakers stop at three, because that's what was required to tell the story.
Right.
And that's what we're looking for here.
Yes.
So that's what we're trying to...
It's a tiny three-act structure.
That's the idea.
It's always great.
All right, Scott.
Well, this has been a very successful year for trilogies, I think.
Sure.
And we had a lot of nominees and a lot of candidates. We thank you all for doing your best.
For coming out.
Yeah, yep. There had to be losers, and a lot of you lost. That was a negative. I don't know why I went negative there.
I'd also like
help me
to
out
add.
Here.
Yeah, and you know what, guys? Just around the same time that this has come out, we've got a couple of more trill bits that we're releasing as well that talk about the idea of taking trilogies off the list, the negative side of this game.
Yes.
Which is going to be the death of Kung Fu Panda and the death of the Ghostbusters trilogy.
Yes, and I just want to thank Vin for being here with me. I want to thank all of you for listening out there. Phil's not here, but thank you, Phil. Without you, we wouldn't be able to do this show.
God.
All the way back from when you were the West Coast correspondent.
Yep.
Now you're the field. Oh, the music's playing. They're playing me
God.
Off. They're playing me
Don't
off here.
God.
Yes. God. Thank
All
you.
The little
thank
children.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, boy. They're coming to push me off the stage here. Okay.
Get off the stage.
And I just want to thank Frank in accounting.
Frank in accounting.
Neil, without you by my side, and our daughter, Naomi, I wouldn't be able to do this. And okay, the music's getting really loud now. I'm sorry. And I just want to
stage.
Everyone I forgot, please, thank you. I just, oh my God, Ali!
Get the fuck up!